Shin splints may have very similar symptoms as a stress fracture of the tibia, but they are due to inflammation of the lining of the bone, called the periosteum. Shin splints are caused by overuse, especially in runners, walkers, dancers, including those who do aerobics. Muscles that run through the periosteum and the bone itself may also become inflamed. Treatment is similar to a stress fracture, and physical therapy can be helpful. Compression fracture. As people age, there is a potential for the bones to develop osteoporosis, a condition where bones lose their calcium content. This makes bones more susceptible to breaking. One such type of injury is a compression fracture to the spine, most often the thoracic or lumbar spine. Since we are an upright animal, if the bones of the back cannot withstand the force of gravity, these bones can crumple. Pain is the major complaint, especially with movement. Compression injuries of the back may or may not be associated with nerve or spinal cord injury. An X-ray of the back can reveal the bone injury. However, sometimes a CT scan or MRI will be used to ensure that no damage is done to the spinal cord. Treatment includes pain medication and often a back brace. Some compression fractures can also be treated with vertebroplasty. Vertebroplasty involves inserting a glue-like material into the center of the collapsed spinal vertebra in order to stabilize and strengthen the crushed bone. The glue, methacrylate, is inserted with a needle and syringe through anesthetized skin into the mid-portion of the vertebra under the guidance of specialized X-ray equipment. Once inserted, the glue soon hardens, forming a cast-like structure within the compressed vertebra.